Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so that's just Illinois-Ohio State tonight. A couple other games worth taking a look at. You got the Jimmy V Classic. Madison Square Garden. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Clemson, BYU, and Florida, UConn going at it tonight. Let's take a look, see if there's any movement in this Clemson-BYU number, Sammy. That feels like it's a lot of points going down with Clemson and BYU. Okay, it's going down a little bit. So Clemson getting a little bit of love. 6.5. 6.5, BYU, your favorite. I saw it 7.5. A little bit ago on a neutral court there. Clemson, couple losses on the year. Both of those, the road games, but close games, competitive games. That was a close loss against Alabama. Do you have anything for Clemson, BYU?
No, but I like the night game. I'm going to lay some 4 with UConn. That number opened 4.5, got bet up to 5.5, and it's been bet back. A lot of 4.5 in the market, but I could lay a 4 at a couple places, and I like UConn at a small number. You're getting the Florida tax because Florida just won the title. People still think, oh, Florida, cut down nets. Florida, really good. And Florida is a really good team, but this is UConn's home away from home. At the Garden. So I think laying 4 with UConn is good. And I also mentioned last segment, I'm going to take the points with Ohio State. I could take 5 with the home dog, the Buckeyes.
Neither Florida nor UConn are covering the numbers so far this year. Gators 2-6 against the spread, UConn 3-6. To your point about a Florida tax, also last week, remember a lot of people were watching that game against Duke and they almost won. So a 1-point loss against Duke. They've got a couple of close losses. Arizona as well. Both teams actually lost to Arizona here. So, yeah, there's definitely a bit of a Florida tax. But UConn, this could be their 4th top 20 win already. And this has been a really strong start, I think, as opposed to what a lot of people are expecting. They're expected to come out of this game tonight 9-1 with a very tough schedule.
We had Casale on last week, Tom Casale, awesome college hoop head, and he said UConn's the best team in the country. Now, you look at places like KenPom, and they don't have UConn 1. KenPom's got them 7. I think Torvik has them 5th. So they're there. I mean, they're definitely one of the best teams in the country, but Casale said they're his number one team right now.
Yeah, and if you take a look at the odds, the question is, where are they? Yeah, were they 5th in the AP poll, UConn? I believe that's
that sounds
the case.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, and you can't sit around and wait. Right now, it looks like the best number you can get is 10-1. Second favorite at some spots. Well, there's 11 out there, but who knows? That might be the shortest that number is all year. I saw this making the rounds yesterday. I want to get your reaction A lot of people were talking about it. It was, okay, it's the week six AP poll. And of the last 21 champions, if you're ranked in the top 12 of the week six AP poll, you have your champion. Your champion is somewhere on this list because it's happened the last 21 times. What do you think of that?
Who said that? Eli? That sounds like something Eli would say.
I saw Borzello tweet it out, and, you know, he was referencing, well, John Gassaway has brought this up in the past. You know, he's a numbers guy. A lot of people respect what he has to say. I just, it's so random. Okay, I get it. Week six. It's like the old KenPom, was it like the 30-30 or 20-20 thing with offensive and defensive efficiency? Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's dumb. But, like, I guess the idea is, there's probably not going to be a team that comes from the clouds that's sitting 75-1 right now.
Unlikely. The cream always rises in this sport, and you know your list by January. I call them March teams. I like to have my March list kind of finalized by January. Teams I think could win the whole thing. There'll be like seven teams on it, and that's probably a big number because the number's always, you know, a little high. Perceptions high on some of the teams that maybe shouldn't be, and you only get one champ, so to have seven teams on a list, that seems like a lot. I may, just to piss Jake off, by the way, I may take Ohio State money line tonight.
Oh damn. Okay, there you go.
Honestly, that doesn't even piss me off. I think you're right. Like, this is a classic Brad Underwood early season letdown spot.
Ohio State's good too.
It's a
good
team. First conference game too.
First real road spot, and like Ohio State, they haven't had a really tough test yet. They beat Northwestern the other day. This is a nice win from them, a close-ish game. Notre Dame, too, like the rest of it, their schedule's not been that tough. So we're going to learn about the Buckeyes a little bit here tonight. That'll be a good one. You think this is going to continue to climb? Or
not higher than five. I don't think so. Holy cow, somebody just blasted Columbia at Stony Brook. Crazy move. 4.5 at one book. Now, that was 3 all morning. That just lit up as I was looking at the screen. Somebody just blasted. They were 3, now 3.5s and 4s and a 4.5. That's not something you see every day, a push on Columbia at Stony Brook. You know, the Illinois number opened at 3. 5, 5.5 tops. But I'm more than content getting on the phone and taking some 5 for sure.
Okay. You've got Buckeyes for lightning bets. Anything else officially?
Yeah, let's do UConn. Call it 4.5. There's only 1-4, and that's at South Point.
All right. And you're going with UConn. I will tail you with Ohio State. That makes a lot of sense, and I'm going to be on the other game tonight in New York. I'm going to take the dog. I wish I was still getting the 7.5 like we were earlier this morning. But it's 6.5 everywhere. I'm going to take Clemson in that spot. I think they battle. Keep it a close one on a neutral site. Jake, are you doing anything in that one? Are you really going to lay it with the Illini?
No, I'm not. I think I've come full circle. I think Illinois loses tonight. This is a classic early season, like first conference game, like year after year, Brad Underwood drops one of these early season conference games on the road too. I think Sam's right. After you pants Tennessee too, just classic letdown spot here. So I'm still going to watch and I'm still going to scream at my TV and probably be really upset, but I can totally see them losing this game. Elsewhere though, Edwin Diaz to the Dodgers, official 3-year deal. So anyone want to just start betting Dodgers futures now?
God, they needed him.
This sport's a problem. It's a problem. Watch him get Kyle Tucker now.
A lot of Kyle Tucker to the Orioles smoke. I don't know.
I mean, my reaction to that is, have fun. I watched that whole season. Was unimpressed. I mean, Jake.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
There'll be people screaming, oh, the Cubs are cheap when he signs somewhere else. But I also look at it and say, I wouldn't pay him. Would you?
I mean, the last 2 years, he's been playing on broken shins, and it has not worked out. So, yeah, I mean, somebody will throw the bag at him, but there's other free agents to sign. Go sign Bregman. Go sign Zach Gallen. Well, according to Bob Nightingale, they already did, but apparently not.
Yes. I wish somebody would throw the bag at us.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Be nice.
Speaking of, we have a new review. Would you like me to read?
Please.
Title of the review, Odyssey, that's a bold strategy. 5 stars. And the subject, canceling your best show takes either a lot of guts or low IQ. I found something in Joe O and Sammy P I lost when Ken Barkley left the network. Now I feel like I'm losing a smart and hilarious friend all over again. All the best, boys. You've come too far to turn back now. From Reg Bow.
Thank you, Reg. Appreciate the kind words. By the way, we talked about this good deal in the middle of the show during our Heisman conversation. Those 12s are fading away. The spot where we saw a 12 is now a plus 950 on Pavia to win the Heisman.
Was that you? Did you do that?
I don't think I did that. I think that was the Bet Sweats Army, no?
You did something. You started a revolution.
Nah, I don't know. I think that athletic poll is getting around, and people are like, wait a second. It's going to be the... Yeah, I see Mendoza's the winner. Most people are going to say that Mendoza's going to be your winner. And then there are others stepping out. I should check RG3, see what his prediction is. But yeah, it's going to be close. It's going to be close, and that's the whole idea, that if it's really that close, that maybe it's worth a bet, at least at that number of around 10-1.
Every time you say RG3, I think about that picture you sent me a couple weeks ago of him and Benetti in the booth wearing the cowboy hats.
Yep.
Classic.
Doesn't look like he took a stance. He just reacted to, here's the top three. Top four, who do you guys think should be there?
Wait, why are you doing Benetti voice on RG3?
Now they're like connected and I hate it. Who do you hate more?
I plead the fifth.
I think the answer is JB.
I was actually going to say... You don't even want to know what I was going to say. I'll tell you during the break of the first name that I was about to spit out. But if I said that, it's over. Like, I wish I could say it, but I can't. I definitely can't.
Yeah, not right now. Probably a bad idea.
I'll say it to you in 60 seconds.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that conversation. Very good. All right. We're going to be back tomorrow. I think Paul's going to be here. I don't know. He was out today. He's got stuff to do. So maybe he'll be back tomorrow. We'll see. In fact, I know he's going to be back tomorrow because I know about that meeting he's got. Big, big meeting.
Oh, I love meeting season. Meeting season's the best.
It or the worst, whatever you want to say. Let's knock them all out before the holidays. Fun times. Let's have those uncomfortable conversations.
Merry Christmas.
All right. This has been Bet Sweats for this Tuesday. 8 more to go, guys. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, right here on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.